protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Okay, gather around, everybody. That really great show is coming
just
on the radio.
Your feet.
Tell everybody.
Charlie Brennan?
Yeah.
I thought he was on earlier.
I don't even know what he's on.
But you wouldn't yell that because the people in his audience couldn't hear.
Well, that's why you have to yell.
You'd sign it.
Well, yeah.
If they have their hearing aids turned up.
Yeah, it could be.
In the shade.
Nice to have an audience of people from their teens to their 80s. It's a nice range. What are you trying to do with your voice?
Not a brain.
What is that?
This rover.
You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
No, the show's not over.
No.
Stop doing that
right
voice,
now.
Lauren. That voice doesn't even sound right on you.
Jerk.
I'll be
that's sly. She was trying to do sly stuff.
Show's over. It's just getting started.
Maybe the show is over.
What are you doing? Hey, was that Stallone?
Yeah, how about that?
You've been working on Stallone?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Try that again.
You won't believe it, but maybe the show is over.
That was pretty good.
Now, listen. Let's say, does Stallone have a son? Is there a Sly
the
Stallone
one that
Jr.?
Died recently. He died within the last year.
How old was he?
I have to look. He was like 30.
Okay, he's a grown man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wonder what it would have sounded like when Sly Jr. was talking to his dad.
Sage
I would
Stallone.
Say it went something like this, and we'll start with Senior saying something to Junior.
All right.
His name's Sage?
Sage, yeah.
Sage Stallone.
Hey, Stage, what are you doing over there? Why you call me Stage? My name is Sage.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Adrian.
I'm not kidding. It's really good. It kills me to tell you when you do something good.
I know it does.
Oh, that's good. When did you start secretly working on it?
I have no idea. I really haven't been practicing.
Just came to you like in your sleep or something?
I'd like to explain something. You know, I ain't punchy. I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, you know. It's just the way I talk here.
Now, see, that's obviously somebody who doesn't do it good Stallone.
A relaxed brain.
The way I talk here, you got a relaxed brain.
Wow, you got it.
That's
good. Can't do it. I can't do it. I've tried. I can't do it.
You got to kind of sound like you're stopped up a little bit.
That's right.
I can't get it.
Yeah.
You know, we've already lost our audience.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay, because I've lost them doing Carl many times.
Not the Rocky fans.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the... And before you dial away, really, come on, it gets better. The large morning show in the afternoon.
It's better.
As we work our way out of the most boring month of the year, February. Ooh. How about that little chill last night? How about that?
Oh, man.
What's supposed to be coming tonight? Let's hope they're
nipply out there.
I hope they're completely wrong.
I hope they're wrong about the ice part.
According to the Highway Patrol, MoDOT, and the National Weather Service.
Is there less DOT or just MoDOT?
I think there's MoDOT. No, there's MoDOT.
Okay. If you need not as much information, you ought to be able to call less DOT.
Yeah. There's IDOT on the hill.
Yeah, there's IDOT.
Hill side.
But no nose DOT.
No nose DOT.
Or ear DOT.
No.
Okay, folks, the show doesn't get better.
No.
I'm lying. I'm lying.
According to all of those... They say be off the roads at 9 a.m. because that's when the skies open up and all hell breaks loose.
9 tomorrow?
9 in the morning, yes.
Yeah.
I heard on Martin Kiljoy's show they had somebody from Wichita in.
It's Marvin Kiljoy.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was Melvin.
No.
And they had somebody from Wichita on, and they said they already had their forecast wrong. They said it was supposed to be ice and a wintry mix, and it was nothing but snow.
I said this before. You know what we need
in Kansas?
Show.
They've already got it wrong, so I'm sure it's going to be wrong by the time it gets here.
Oh no, they're never wrong.
We need a girl on this show who giggles all the time.
Yeah,
I think I said that before. So if you're out there and you like to laugh and giggle a lot, maybe we can get you worked in on the show. Do we have we have a lot of good stuff today? And I'm excited because I had another exclusive interview just moments ago, and I recorded it with Jesse Jackson about his son.
Really?
Yeah.
What, he pled guilty today? No.
Yeah. And check this out. So Jackson Jr. Pleads guilty. Now, you know, I'm thinking at first, well, they're going to use that bipolar thing. But his wife is in on it. Well, good luck using the bipolar thing. Well, oh, you did it because he's bipolar?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a sinking ship. And the picture of them going into the courthouse for him to plead guilty, one of the things they say that he bought a $43,000 Rolex watch with some of this money and some other stuff and some baby furniture and furs for her. And going in the courthouse, she's wearing a fur. Who's their lawyer? You know, if I were their attorney, before they got out of the car, I'd say, ditch the fur. You don't wear a fur in there when that's one of the things you're accused of buying with this money.
Sometimes I don't think those people get it. They just don't get life.
Well, there are people who think that they are indestructible and they can just slip and skate on anything. And I was thinking they're going to probably be able to pull something off of this bipolar thing until I read more about how now she's going to go to prison probably.
Wow.
Or could. So, but it's interesting. I have Jackson Sr. and I talk with him. But first, it's Burke segment time. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right. This is our control board operator of 14 years?
Yeah, I think so. That's about right.
That's a long resume.
Time.
You know what? On a resume, if a potential future employer saw that, you know what he'd think? 14 years
no
in
good.
The same place?
Right.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
That's what he'd think. What do you have for?
I won't transfer it over to anything. I watched last night on Channel 9, this first thing, I watched... It's American Experience. They have a series on Channel 9, and it's usually really good shows. And last night was on Billy the Kid, and it was really good. So if anybody is into that time period and those kind of outlaws back then, it was very interesting. So I'm sure it'll be played over and over again. But
his name was William. Was it William Bonney or something?
It was Moriarty, I think.
Not Billy the Kid.
I thought
Billy the Kid was William Bonney.
McCarthy. William Henry McCarthy Jr. or William H. Bonney. That's
which is
both of them. Apparently he was born William McCarthy.
I never heard
McCarthy.
The McCarthy.
Yeah.
McCarthy, but I always heard William Bonney.
Yeah,
Billy
because
the Kid.
He was an Irish immigrant and his dad was never in the picture, and his mom and he moved to the Wild West back in the Gold Rush, the 1860s, 1870s era, and that's where he started becoming an outlaw.
How old was he when he died?
He was only 21.
So he really was the kid.
Yes. I mean, he started when he was like 15, 16, and he was a good talker, so he would get caught a lot, and he was able to convince people to let me walk around for a bit or whatever, and then he'd find a way to sneak out of whatever prison he was in. And so, yeah, he only lived to 21 before he was killed.
And how many people did he gun down?
I don't know if they gave a total on that, but...
I got to tell you, I like Westerns, and I really do enjoy, like, The Unforgiven or whatever, Get Clint Eastwood, Lonesome Dove, all the old Western TV series, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train. I like all that. And I like Tombstone and 310 to Yuma with the Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
did you see Young Guns? Did you watch that
yes,
at all?
Yes,
I like that movie.
Young
too.
Guns was good with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I watch them, and it's always dusty. It's like everything is in the dust.
Yeah.
Every horse goes by.
Yeah, so you're in the desert.
Had to be filthy all the time. Nobody really had. They didn't have deodorant. There was no deodorant then. And they still wore a lot of clothes. There's not one short-sleeve shirt in a Western. No cowboy ever walks out on a hot dirt road for a gunfight in a short-sleeve shirt. Mm-mm. What is that?
Yeah.
There's long sleeves and then chaps and jeans. And it just looks hot and uncomfortable.
I know.
And the other thing is, think about living at a time where if what you see, you know, is anywhere near true, and two guys getting kind of an argument, the next thing you know, we're out in the street, one guy gets shot. Let's take this out in the street.
Going to a duel. Yeah.
So, no thanks. I'll pass on that life.
Apparently, this one article I found, it said Billy the Kid only killed 4 men. 2 were in self-defense, and 2 more when he escaped jail. So
well, that's no big deal.
But, yeah, a lot of people rooted for him because they thought he was almost like... because everything was so corrupt back then that they thought that he was almost doing good. But that's to be...
I believe you can kill people and do good. I do.
Oh, sure.
You're killing really rotten
that's
people.
An evil person. Absolutely.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Second thing I have, this date... 42 years ago, something pretty cool happened. I have audio of it, and maybe we can listen to it.
I would have been 5 years old. What happened?
In 71?
Yeah.
This happened in WOWO, the radio station in... let me see where I can find that.
1380, whoa.
I can't find what the... what the city is, but this guy, Waylon Eberhart, he was a civilian teletype operator. He was the one in charge of sending out the, back then it was the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System test.
Right.
And then, so accidentally, on this day 42 years ago, he fed the wrong tape into the machine, and it sent out this warning that I have audio of, if you would like to listen to it. It's actually
pretty
cool.
Will it scare people like War of the Worlds? People going to hear this and think
so? Hopefully, we'll just be quiet for a couple minutes. Just let this thing play and see what happens.
I hope we don't scare people. Right. Go ahead.
25 before 10. Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? The Partridge Family. This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system serving the Fort Wayne area. During this period, many radio stations will remain on the air, broadcasting news and official information for areas assigned to them. This station will remain on the air and will serve the Fort Wayne area. If you are not located in the Fort Wayne area, you should now tune your radio to other stations until you hear one which is broadcasting news and information for your area. Mm. You are listening to the emergency broadcast system serving the Fort Wayne area. Studio, awaiting further information. WOWO received this emergency announcement just moments ago. We have to verify, we did verify, with a special message in code, and this is an emergency action directed by the emergency network and directed by the president.
Whoa.
You've heard Bob Chase tell you that you are tune
Bob Chase
to the emergency station in your area that is remaining on the air. WOWO will remain on the air here in the Fort Wayne area to broadcast any emergency information that is coming in.
He's shaking up.
At this point, at the microphone, I know of nothing to cause this. We are waiting from Stuart Dunn in the WOWO newsroom to bring us some information from any of our wire services.
They have no idea.
We have been asked to broadcast this emergency information immediately.
Even though we don't know what it is.
We will bring you other emergency information the moment we receive it. And at this time, I would personally like to urge all members of the WOWO news staff, any in the area and listening, to report to us immediately.
Head into the station now.
Do not know the cause of this emergency notification, but we ask you to stay tuned. This is Bob Sievers. I'm checking the wires. Sievers. I'll be with you the moment we have further information.
You know what?
We will cease all commercial messages at this time also.
CNN and all the major networks got their breaking news from this.
Yeah. What? I can't
Again,
hear
ladies and gentlemen, we ask you, please, please do not call us to ask what is the matter. We are endeavoring to find out ourselves. We have received this official emergency action notification with the proper identification indicating a national emergency. We know nothing now. We are watching our wires. You probably will find that your own radio stations, unless they are so authorized, will be off the air. This includes the television stations. Now, please, if you are in your area and your radio station is still on, chances are the emergency station for your
Absolutely
area.
Absolutely nothing.
WOWO is now broadcasting to its own immediate area, possibly with reduced power if you're getting our signal weaker. We are to be the information service for this area.
Yeah.
This is Bob Sievers. I know of nothing yet. We received this emergency message about
10 minutes ago.
This is on a Saturday, too.
We are continually watching our wire. I urge all WOWO newsmen to report to our station immediately to help us. And please do not call us to ask what is the matter. We do not know. We have received the official notification. We invite you to stay tuned to this station, WOWO, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for information as it is received, we hope, momentarily.
Wow.
That.
Over to the wire, Bob. Oh, it's not done yet.
It's not over.
No.
This is great.
Now, this information is just in.
Uh-oh.
This information is just in from the AP Wire. Attention news directors and all bureaus. Regarding the emergency broadcast message, which was sent by the Air Force on this wire about 9:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, and I am quoting direct, being completely honest, it says AT&T advises the AP that the Air Force at Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado put the wrong message on tape.
Crap.
Put the wrong tape message. The normal tape explains the message is merely a test. This is the one that we always receive at this time on Saturday morning.
He still
sounds
serious.
You will be further advised when additional information is available. And so, if you think this hasn't been something here at the studio, the Air Force evidently then at Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado put the wrong message tape on the wire.
Wah, wah.
This includes operations under the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, my goodness.
All broadcast stations may now resume normal broadcast operations.
No, what I said was, I think CNN and all the major networks have picked
Don't
up...
talk over this great program.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now you can
The talk. Breaking news that they do now, they took that. That's like a model of the breaking news today.
Okay, but here's what I've learned, I think I picked up on something that we can benefit from here. What we ought to do, and there's nothing illegal about
send
this.
Out just accidentally
we,
send out.
KTRS, we need some listeners, okay? We need more listeners. Every station wants more listeners. If we came on and said we interrupt our regular KTRS programming for a special announcement, stay tuned any moment. We will have more on this special announcement. Now, there's nothing illegal about that. We didn't say it was life or death. We didn't say we're under attack.
Emergency.
And we break in again 30 seconds later and say, any moment now, please stay near a radio. Stop whatever you're doing. And we will, my understanding is that any moment we will be able to come on the air and tell you what this is about. Please, please stay tuned. Be prepared to write down and take information or instructions. And
then you go back 10 hours.
and you do it for like 5 or 6 hours. And then finally you come on and say,
TV on radio.
No, and then you come on and say, we have just been informed, and this has been verified. It has been confirmed, so we know without any doubt this information is credible. Johnny Londoff has 200 Chevy trucks at stock. Now, a lot of people get real mad, but it would be funny. And you haven't done anything. You haven't broken any laws. You haven't done anything wrong. You just said we have an announcement, which you did. It's coming up. We'll have more information in a moment. We're waiting till we have confirmation. Okay, we do. He has 200 trucks in stock. You could do that. You'd make a lot of people mad.
This was a pretty big deal back then, though, because one of the guys, a news director,
I actually remember
in Virginia,
this story. I remember this. Yeah, no, I remember hearing that this had happened.
Yeah, one of the news director in Virginia got the. He said he thought he was going to have a heart attack. He was trying to open the envelope containing the code words that authenticate the message, and somebody else in Chicago said, I was terrified. They thought President Nixon was going to come on and say, we're at war with somebody. So it was a pretty big deal.
Now, what's interesting, Dan just made reference to something, and here we are, folks, and we're going to keep on this, and we will keep you apprised. We just heard it minutes ago. We are still running the commercial for McGraw's cameras in his studio, and it still says it's TV on the radio. Again, this could not be more blatantly stupid. It's not TV on the radio. Cameras in a radio studio, that's radio on TV. We're still
right.
running it.
Yeah.
I rest my case, Your Honor, the defense rests, when I say and have stated many times, nobody running the station listens to the station.
No.
They don't. It's going to take emails, and please feel free to call, email the station, and go, when are you numbskulls going to change that commercial from saying it's TV on the radio to it's radio on TV? And let's see how much longer this takes. And now we go to the man behind the bulletin I just shared with you when I announced that we had confirmation. I may have been off on the number of trucks, but live from the source of this breaking news, John Londoff, Chevrolet. John, how are you?
Frank, I am fantastic. How are you?
Great.
What are you laughing about?
Well,
you just hear my voice and I make you giggle, right?
Now, you missed the whole routine before that an accidental emergency message had been issued like 45 years ago or something. And then we came on and said that we could do that same sort of thing today. And it's a long story. If you didn't hear it, it doesn't mean anything. So we'll just move ahead. How are you doing? Okay.
You try to say that if you do that now that nobody would listen.
No, the management and owners wouldn't listen to the station, but other people would listen. See, what we said was if we came on the air and said we interrupt our programming to bring you this special announcement, we have some information that we think everyone should know. We're waiting for confirmation. Please stand by. Stay by a radio. Any moment we will have more once we confirm what we believe we have in the way of this information. And then you go back, and then 10 minutes later you come, and then finally you come on and go, we now have absolute confirmation from people in authority, people who would know that there's no doubt this is true. Ladies and gentlemen, John Londoff has 200 Chevys in stock, 200 Chevrolet Silverado trucks in stock. And you think it's going to be the end of the world, but it's really not. Now, we'd probably get fired and people would be mad, but I think it'd be funny.
I think it'd be a riot.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were asking my opinion. I think it would be fantastic. Let's do it tomorrow.
I think we need to wait a while because I think they now know that it's, you know, that's
a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's fine. Yeah. You know what? There again is why you own and run the number one radio station in the afternoon.
Now I'm at KPRS.
I'm a car guy.
What'd you say? You're just a car guy.
A car guy. Yeah.
I'll settle for being just a car guy if it's the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet dealership.
You know, we talked about that the other day. You really, really. Well, first of all, you love cars. You love.
I do.
You'd be a great dealer.
Now, John and I had a phone conversation the other day about. And I said, look, when this thing finally blows up and falls apart or fizzles out, I'd like to come there and run the dealership. I didn't want just a job. I want to run the place.
Whoa.
And I said, I know I'm not qualified to do that. I need to be taught some things. But then we started talking about it, and I told him that twice in my life, I came really close to selling cars. And I think I would have been really good at it because I love cars, and I would like for people to be as excited about getting a new car, even if their new car is a pre-owned car, as I have been in my life. And I think I'd have been really good at it, but it would have had to at some point have led to me having my own dealership. Now, think about this, John. Had I done that,
yes, Frank,
it would be very possible that today we might be head-to-head competitors, and I'd have to put you out of business.
Whoa.
So I'm glad that it didn't happen.
Let me help you with something, boy.
I'm glad it didn't happen.
You know what? You need to wake up from that dream. You really do. Okay, slap him in the studio. Throw some cold water on him right now. Come on, what do you mean?
I'm telling you, if I had a dealership and it would be a Chevy dealership, and there were Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and Frank Opinion Chevrolet, I'm sorry, but my goal would have to be to annihilate every other dealer, including
you'd have to work a little bit more than 3.5-4 hours a day.
Oh, see, that cut me. That cut me deep.
Oh, man.
You'd have to actually get up early. You'd have to get up early.
Which is why I never did it, because once they said, oh, by the way, you actually have to work hard, I said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'll go to radio.
Like, for example, last night, we 6 o'clock is closing time, right?
Well, it's supposed to
be. Delivery got the last managers and sales rep and customers left at 8:30. Okay, on Monday, closing's at 9 o'clock. Let's say, well, first of all, we don't leave until our last customer wants to leave. They got out of here at 10:30 on Monday. So one deal, hey, we will stay as late as our customers want us, need us to make sure that they have a great experience. Get a great deal. We need used cars If you looked out right now at the pre-owned lot, it looks like Swiss cheese. There's so many holes out there.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Cheese. We need cars really, really bad. I cannot tell you how bad your listeners, you know, you say, well, we're going to do something this spring. No. Do it now. Now we're going to wait till summer. Again, no. Do it now. Consider it now. It doesn't cost a dime to come in.
I just thought of a slogan for your dealership.
What's that, Frank?
Just do it. Johnny Londoff. Just do it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And put a big check mark right there like you did it.
A great big check mark.
Yeah.
Say it again, Frank.
Johnny Londoff. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody write that down somewhere.
You give
what?
Now let me throw you a scruples dilemma question.
You said that's already being used somewhere?
No.
Yeah, not anymore.
That's already being used somewhere.
All right, now let me throw this at you. This is one of those scruples questions. What if somebody called you and said, Mr. Londoff, my name is Brian Flanagan, and I got a lot of money, and I can verify that and show you confirmation. I'm a very wealthy man. I'd like to buy 15 brand-new, fully-loaded Chevy Suburbans, but I need to come in and buy them Sunday. Would you go around the unwritten law that dealers don't do business on Sunday and open up for that guy?
Well, first of all, we would have had that business contracted earlier, and we would come
no,
in.
No, you wouldn't. Not if he called Saturday night, just as you're closing.
Okay,
and you come in tomorrow.
Here's the answer. Yes.
Good answer.
He called and said, hey, listen, I live out of town, and you know, I can't get there until we get there Sunday.
Good answer.
We'd be here to take care of him. You're doggone right.
And which, by the way, doesn't mean you're open to the public. You're not busting the rule. You're not open to the public. It's a special transaction, and it's the only time the guy could come in. So that's a good answer.
I think anybody
else, by the way, would do the same thing. Any other dealer.
I had a fleet deal years ago with the Lipton.
Now, why were you in the enema business?
No, I had a fleet.
Fleet is an enema.
Yeah.
Fleet deal. Fleet. They buy multiple vehicles.
Oh, fleet cars.
What are you trying to say, enemas?
Fleet. Don't you know the F-L-E-E-T?
I didn't say enema.
No, but fleet is an enema.
Yeah.
Why are you
top
thinking
brand of enemas.
Why are you thinking of enemas right now, Frank?
That's well, sometimes when I'm on the phone with my friends, I think of my enemas.
Yeah. How many enemas I don't have? How many friends I have?
That's so corny. That sounds like something I would say, okay?
It's so stupid. It's almost funny. Yeah.
That's not funny. You're right.
So you were telling the fleet, story.
Unbelievable listeners that have been in and had a great experience buying a car at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. AM and the PM customers, Michael and Stacy Lowry.
Michael and Stacy Lowry, everybody. Give it up for them. Yeah.
And Rufus Valencia just purchased a new Equinox for his wife, Shirley.
Rufus and Shirley Valencia. Give it up. Yeah. Rufus and Shirley. There you go.
Unbelievable. You know, everyone's advertising right now. Bring in your tax return for down payment. Our finance team, we're taking it a step further. We want you to leave our dealership with a new vehicle and some of that tax return still in your back pocket. All right, so a lot of dealerships say, here, give us your tax return. And guess what? Then the customer doesn't see anything back. No, not here. If you want to bring it in, you're going to get a portion, if not maybe half, maybe even the majority of that back, and still get a brand new car. Brand
you're
going
to get a Porsche and half that back?
Wow.
That's a good deal.
That's quite a deal.
How many times can you make fun of me in one, you know,
23.
He's not making fun of you.
With that notch in your belt for every time you make fun of me.
John, he's not making fun of you.
Well, my belt has room for a lot of notches.
I'll say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's true.
But you're in great shape.
What?
John, sometimes you say things, and they really are so ridiculous that they're off the charts. I am not in great shape. I never have been in great shape.
You're in good shape.
The closest I ever came to being in good shape was when I had to in basic training for the Army, and I barely passed the physical requirements for that. And that was it. After that, I fell apart. I've never been in good shape.
So some smoking hot chick, a personal trainer, said, Frank, I'm going to give you 6 months free.
If she would train me.
3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And she would be topless while she was training me. Yeah, I bet you I could get in shape. I could.
You wouldn't be able to concentrate working out.
I think I would. Yeah. In fact, you've given me a good idea. I'm gonna start searching around to see if there's such a training place.
Yeah.
Where they'll send a personal trainer out, really well built, train with you topless.
Yeah.
Because if she's in front of you holding your feet down and you try to, guess what? You'll manage to sit up to get close to those things.
I don't know. It'd be tough to sit up.
That's pretty funny.
Good incentive. Yeah,
so when you like run up a flight of stairs, a big flight of stairs, if you do you get winded?
Well, first of all, I don't run up a big flight of stairs. I wouldn't do that. And yes, I do get winded.
If there is a choice of an escalator or steps, you have a choice. Which do you take?
I take the steps at work every day at Westport because it's one flight, two short flights to go one level. I do that just because I figure I don't do anything else. I can at least do. You guys know that.
Yeah.
I take the stairs every day up and down. But no, in a store, I'll take the escalator every
day. Don't you all have a huge escalator at the...
It's broken all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's constantly broken.
It's always broken. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most broken elevator ever. Escalator, and nobody is on it. That's the amazing thing. It's always broken, and somebody's working on it, and there aren't 10 people a week going up and down this thing. It's amazing. I see escalators in department stores, and thousands of people on them. They're not broken. It's just weird. It's weird. We need a phone number.
Frank Opinion, investigative reporter for KTRS. I could see you running around with a microphone asking questions.
I'm the Elliot Davis of KTRS.
Yeah, you sure are. You know, we're taking $10,000 off Silverado crew cabs. $10,000 off Silverado crew cabs. We still got a handful of 2012s. $5,000 off Traverse. 2012 Traverse. And... $21,900 for an Equinox, Chevy Equinox. We'll just hit on a few specials, besides, of course, that I think or everyone here thinks you're special, Frank.
Well, that's thank you, John. That's
314
awkward
837-1800. It shouldn't be, Frank. 314-837-1800. You should accept that you're loved, Frank. We're at the interstate. We're in the state 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Beautiful Florence, Missouri. 24/7, 365, alondoff.com. And let's hope for no snow.
Let's hope for no ice.
No ice, yeah.
At least.
No snow, no ice?
That'll work.
Ice would be in your glass for a cocktail.
All right, get ready to be swamped with business because the AM and the PMers are on the way.
Can't wait. We love them.
All right, John.
As we love you, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Bye, Frank.
Twice. Talk to you later.
Counseling.
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye. See,
boy,
I have
that was,
that's awkward for me.
Yeah, multiple times.
The man love thing is just awkward.
Hmm.
We are going to take a break. Now, did we finish the Burke segment, or Dan, did you have something?
I didn't have anything, really. I was going to talk about but I already mentioned it, the MoDOT thing, the weather service and all that.
Well, let's close it, and then we'll break. We'll come back. We'll take some calls. The Burke segment is officially closed. And when we come back, not only will we take your calls, boy, do I have a great story for you. And this is something I learned from a friend of mine yesterday, and I think it's really interesting, and it's something a lot of people are going to want to do after I tell you you can do it, because you probably didn't even know you were able to do this. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. If you're patient enough to wait 4 or 5 minutes, we will be right back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim McMillan and John Shea are in the middle of a discussion.
You know, they said this show couldn't get any worse, but I think I've done it. I've come back, and now we're going to reach an all-time low. We have to.
You know, they say practice makes perfect. I think we can make it worse.
Oh, we can. This can be perfectly terrible.
The Inside Out Show, Saturdays from 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
KTRS.
There you go.
All right, let's see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Not much going on the highways, Dan. Everything is just starting to build some volume. It looked pretty good on 270. About westbound 70 is the only real slow highway we have, and that's from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 70 looks good. Downtown, no delays going over the Poplar. This traffic report brought to you by Diamond Tap. This cold and flu season, choose Diamond Tap to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold and cough and flu symptoms, plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Diamond Tap. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Hi, this is Ed Wolkoff, president and owner of Beckner Painting and Contracting. I'd like to thank you for your business over the last 50 years.
And this is Jim Wolkoff, the soon-to-be, if I can push him out the door, president, and the better-looking one.
Jim, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a long wait, son.
At Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price.
We're a fully insured painting company. We've been around 50 years. We do drywall, wallpapering, painting interior and exterior. We do resurfacing of tubs, tile, kitchen countertops.
If you call 646-7000, you'll get Beckner Painting.
We are not happy with the job till the customer is happy. And we will make sure that when we leave, whatever job it is, that the customer is satisfied 100%.
No job is too big or small.
They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000 or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Estimates are free and you might get a chance to meet Jim. I'm sorry about that.
Glamour magazine calls BB cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone anti-aging BB cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger. It also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone anti-aging BB cream is now available at Ulta stores. But for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
This Sunday, tune in for the Dennis George Show with live Oscar updates and breaking Hollywood news. Sunday night, 9 to 11 p.m. only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Three days in a row now, I've gotten these emails from, it's supposed to be Yahoo, and it says, pending my getting back to them with a return email with some account information, they're going to shut down my Yahoo email account. Folks, scam. This reeks of spam and scam.
and fraud. There's no, you know what the first one said? It said your email account has gone beyond its maximum capacity. Let me tell you something. Every day I get my emails and I delete or trash or hold or save. I don't ever keep in the inbox more than 6 emails. So that's insane. So that's the first red flag. Now this is the third notice I've gotten. And it says, pending on hearing from you, you know, we will be shutting your email account at Yahoo down. I guarantee you, it's a scam. How can they get away? But I guess it's just hard to catch these people, especially when it's coming from, you know, overseas somewhere. We have a lot of people who are patient enough to call and hold, so let's get to them. Mike, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, I want to congratulate your station on the radio shows that you have, because I think it's awfully nice that you guys give a radio show to some mentally disabled people. Because that inside, outside, backside, up the rear end show, that has got to be the most retarded commercial I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I don't go for those terms there.
Well, he can use them. He's a listener. Right. He can use that term. Well, I appreciate your feedback, Mike, and we have very little to do. Well, the only thing we really can control is this 3 hours right here. That's all we can't control what's within the 3 hours except when we're speaking or I'm doing a commercial. Anything else you hear running is somebody else's property, not ours. But we appreciate the feedback.
Well, that's okay, and this is not the first time that they've had a spot where I felt embarrassed for them. that their spot is so ridiculously amateur.
Well, what has to happen with anything that people don't like, if enough people don't like it, the problem, Mike, is, I'll tell you quite frankly, most people they aren't vocal. And vocal doesn't necessarily mean literally vocal. It can be email. But most people don't contact the station and go, hey, I can't be the only person that thinks blank, 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 blank is beyond ridiculous and stupid. If they get enough of that, and enough, by the way, doesn't mean many. If they got a dozen over one thing, then they got to pay attention. But most people just go, that's stupid, and tune away. And the mistake I think most stations make is by not fixing it, they lose listeners, even if it's temporarily. You don't want anybody leaving for 10 minutes. They might not come back that day.
Sure. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. Your office is probably closed 4 or 5 o'clock, right?
I'm sorry?
4
office,
o'clock.
Front office closes at 4.
Okay, so there's a couple more minutes. So I'm guessing that they probably have your show piped over the speakers, if I would imagine. So whoever's at the office right now, who's listening to the radio right now,
yeah.
You guys, come on. This is the Big 550, not Joe's radio broadcasting out of his mom's garage or basement. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
Mike, well, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
No, it's nice to hear from people like you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay,
see, somebody notices.
Hmm.
Look, this is a slippery slope here because I like that show, and I've always liked that show. But what happens, and it happens with us, is when somebody says you're funny, you tend to let it go to your head, and then you try too hard to be funny. And in its original form, that show was just a natural, funny banter between two guys who were very good at what they were doing. And then for some reason or another, I think they thought that it should become more of a comedy show than a helpful hint show about landscaping and home repair, whatever. No, it's a help show. It's a show about how to take care of things inside and outside the house. It's not a comedy show. And it's easy to get caught up and do that. And I get it and I understand it. But at some point, unless somebody points it out to you and say, stop trying to be a Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, all right? Stop. Just promote the show. Tell people when it's on. Until somebody says that, you have a tendency to want to run with what you think, with what you think is funny. And I know how that happens. Let's go to Nate. Nate, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. We got about 1 minute. It's yours. What's up?
All right, I'll have to go quick. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
All right, so I've got some commercial, some funny commercials. I know you love that. This BM barbecue place, am I the only one that thinks that a restaurant, I don't know, when I hear BM, I think of something else and not necessarily
PM. No, it's well, PM.
It's PM, not PM.
Oh, all right. Well, and then the other one is this 7-second erection guy. What's the deal with this?
Well, I don't know what the deal is, but I doubt seriously there's anything you can take, and in 7 seconds you're going to have a boner. I question that. If that worked, by the way, and that were true, I'd have a case of that stuff.
Well, the only thing I can think of that might work that fast is just a pack of dirty magazines or something.
Well, look, I'm with you, man. There's stuff that's on that I just scratch my head and go, how can that be on? 7 seconds, that's mighty fast. What we need is for a listener to actually order it and try it and tell us if it works in 7 seconds. But I've yet to hear of anybody that did that.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend my money on that. The other one is McRuff's commercial about the porta-potties. You talked about this one before, about dropping them off on the corner of a parade route.
I didn't talk about it. I didn't talk about it.
Maybe somebody else did when they called in, but I think that's kind of what their job is. Now, maybe if they would have, you know, ridden in the parade somehow and disguised a porta-potty as a float and then dropped it off in disguise, that might be something. But anyway, the last one.
Anyway.
I got 10 seconds.
All right, the last one is that Red Shandy's commercial on TV with the Marie Davila place. I think that's one of those cases where nobody wanted to tell him that he's pronouncing it wrong. But he calls it Maria Deville.
Yeah. Some people you don't want to correct. You just go, whatever you want to call it, sir.
That's true.
All right, great observations, Mike. Nate. Thank you, Nate. All right, there goes Nate. And here go a lot of people toward the parking lot of the Meanies. That parking lot's starting to get fuller and fuller, and that thrills me to death because there were a few years there where I looked at the Meanies parking lot, and I thought, once I realized what was in there, I thought, how come more people aren't here? Well, thank you. Thanks to you people, now more people are going to Meanies, and I'm hearing from those people. And it's a common thread. I had no idea what was in that store. And that's going to be your reaction when you go into a Meanies. Now, remember, we're not that far. Oh, hallelujah, bring it on to spring and patio. Nobody can touch the quality of the patio furniture that a Meanies has. Same is true of the area rugs, whether they're handmade or machine-made. Same is true of all that fun stuff for your rec room or your basement or your Rathskeller or whatever you want to call it. This is a store like no other store. There are a lot of stores that are similar to other stores. No, not a Meanies. My suggestion is you go there and walk through. You can also go online, aminis.com in Chesterfield Valley. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News.